I thought we were very good against Kerry in the Munster final. I thought we very much clicked on the day and blitzed them with goals. I think the Mayo match was quite tough and we probably didn't play to our best. And the wind, the conditions there weren't super, so that did impact us. But I do feel we can play a lot better. We will have to play a lot better to beat Armagh.
I know, well, as the All-Ireland champions, Valerie, do you think, you know, opponents will always have kind of, or will they have a shackles-off approach because you'll always go in as the favourites?
Yeah, we've gotten used to that tag over the years, winning and expecting the best out of our opposition and bringing the best out of our opposition. So I don't imagine it'll be any different the next day.
And how does such a season side avoid complacency, Valerie, do you think?
I think our motto is based on hard work and, you know, never giving up till it's over, and we stick to that motto, and whatever kind of a game it is, we keep trying and trying to get scores and push on. And I think there's a lot on the panel as well, so you can't rest on the fact that you've done well before. You have to keep proving how good you are.
Yeah, and, you know, as you say, looking to improve ahead of an All-Ireland semi-final against Armagh. What area of the game or your game against Mayo would you like to improve on or see an improvement on?
I think maybe the forward play were quite bunched, and the wind didn't help either because it's harder to score from long range. But I think against Armagh we're going to have to start shooting from further out because they are inclined to bunch the forwards, like their backs are inclined to minimise the space up in the forward line. And I think throughout the pitch we'll just have to be one for one, beat our marker.
They are the Ulster champions. You beat them by just a point last year in the qualifiers, but since that they had a very successful league campaign, so they look like a side that have been building since you last met them.
Definitely, I would believe that, and even back to 2006, the All-Ireland final was I reckon it was probably the toughest All-Ireland to win. We won by a point that day and we didn't get to score too much. They're after winning the Division 3, and they also have a lot of players who have won with Queens in the O'Connor Cup, the inter-varsity competition. And they do seem to be getting their stride and to be very positive and a young team. And mixed with that experience, there are some players who have still been around since that 2006 victory, or that loss, sorry, in 2006.
Yeah, they'll be experienced. I know a player will always say that you have to focus on your own game and get your own game right, and a lot will go right. But against this Armagh side, what area do you think is very important to focus on? I know you need to see the play opened up front, you mentioned.
Yeah, well, you're right. We do very much focus on our own game, and you know, if we can perform there, I think we can beat anyone. But they do have a very good midfielder in Caroline O'Hanlon, and she seems to be involved in all of their play, and if we can, I suppose, man mark her and stop her huge influence, I think we have a much better chance.
Good stuff. How are you feeling about your own game these days, Valerie?
Yeah, I'm doing okay, playing for forward line. You know, it can be quite frustrating sometimes in the forward line as full forwards, and would know, because you're very much reliant on others getting the ball in, so it's about being patient and you know, when you get the ball, trying to do the best with it, and getting everyone else involved in the game as well as trying to get off a few scores.
Valerie, speaking to your management over the course of the championship to date, Eamon talking about the younger players that have come in and the more senior players bringing them under their wing and bringing them on. Do you feel that that's a big part of that? It's an important part of this Cork senior team to make sure that the future is bright and that you carry them along too and show them your experience.
Yeah, I think it's important to, we've been there, we know what it does take to win All-Ireland, and they are coming into successful sides, so sometimes that may be taken for granted. So it's important to point out, you know, just how much is required, and a lot of that is off the pitch work, or, you know, the days when we're not training as a team. You know, because everyone is there on training nights, but it's what you do beyond that is important to try and get the most out of yourself.
And at this stage, Valerie, how much time would you say you're spending on your game outside of collective training and all that? Do you spend a lot of time on free taking at this stage outside of the practice?
Yeah, I like free taking once a week and before training sessions, gym work, and, you know, stretching, things like rest. I think every decision is, you know, I question everything. Is this going to help my football? And as you get older, I suppose it's even more important because you're trying to get the most out of yourself when you're getting that little bit older. So you have to, you know, things aren't as easy. So in terms of body recovery and that, it's very important. So there is a lot goes into it. I think I'm probably doing something every day of the week to aid my football.
Yeah, and as the standard of ladies football gets higher every year, it's that off the field stuff and the attitudes. And as you mentioned, you know, talking to younger players about everything that happens outside of training, that's what it's all about, isn't it? And that's the stuff of champions.
Yeah, I think you said it there. It's a lot comes down to attitude, whether you're willing to put in the hard work and give everything on the pitch. Like, you can do everything off the pitch, but, you know, you really have to back it up with what you do on the pitch, and a lot of that comes down to not giving up and having a good work ethos.
It's a good complaint to have when you look at it positively. The dual players in your squad, they've added pressure at this time of the year with a replay for the Camogie side. Angela starting last weekend too, a great individual achievement for her now to be involved so heavily with the Camogie players too. But it's a heavy schedule for them at the moment.
It is. I think they're going to be facing their fourth match in 4 weekends when we face Armagh. So, you know, that might show in the last 10-15 minutes of our game. Hopefully not. They're very fit girls and they're quite able to balance both football and Camogie. So I don't imagine that it will affect them too much unless they get injured. So hopefully not.
Yeah, exactly. Hopefully not. To watch in the last couple of games, there's been some great contests. Valerie, the state of play for ladies football in general, from as an experienced player looking down through the years, it's quite good at the moment.
It is. I mean, you know, the other two semi-finalists, Galway and Dublin, are really pushing on and building off, you know, last year's season and the year before. And that continuity allows teams to progress. And that's what's required at senior level in counties that haven't been successful, is to have that cycle where the same manager is in place and there is continuity. So Dublin have had huge success in under 21, so they've really benefited from that, and a lot of their team are quite young and they're very ambitious and fit. And Galway have very good footballers who are very capable, and, you know, that'll be a great semi-final as well, and hopefully the best two teams will come out of those.